Commanding officer of the Salvation Army in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Major Pierre Antoine, said, "Currently, preparations are progressing well." He said, "The activities will be held to remind the public that the organization is there to assist the needy people in the country."
"We are going to celebrate 111 years since the existence of the Salvation Army in St. Vincent and the Grenadines this year. Preparation, we have the members of the church and trying to and of course putting things together, and also we have the advisory board and preparing some courtesy calls, and where our guests and of course can meet some dignitaries in this country. Our main purpose for this celebration is to let the public know Salvation Army is still alive today."
Major Antoine also outlined the activities which they will hold during the 111th anniversary celebrations.
"Wednesday, the 27th, day we will have a panel discussion in the church, because a lot of people don't know what Salvation Army is all about. Thursday, the 29th, will be the welcome service for our special guests. The 30th, we are going to have a fundraising dinner. The logo we want to use is One Mission, One Message, and One Army. Saturday will be the 31st. We are going to have a March of Witness. And Sunday, which will be the 1st of June, we are going to have the first meeting at the Methodist Church Hall."
Major Antoine is also encouraging the public to support the activities which they will be holding to celebrate 111 years of service in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
"We would like the public to support our anniversary. It's not something that we celebrate very often. So then because of that, we would like, you know, people in the community to come along with us as we celebrate together. And people know exactly the work that the Salvation Army has done so far in this country. And I think that people will be glad to come and support this program."
Commanding officer of the Salvation Army in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Major Pierre Antoine. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.